Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A strike authorization vote is set for next week among faculty at Rutgers University. They say they are fed up after nearly a year of contract negotiations. WCBS's Steve Burns heard from Professor Rebecca Given, who leads the full-time faculty union at Rutgers.
We've been trying to bargain since last May of 2022. Our contract expired at the end of June of 2022, and we've made little to no progress at the bargaining table. It's been very challenging to even get enough bargaining sessions to try to make progress, and management has absolutely stonewalled.
When you talk to your members, what are some of the most galvanizing issues here? What are the main hangups in these negotiations?
I think our members are really concerned about the well-being of their students, but they really are able to connect the dots. And so they understand that, for instance, when their graduate teaching assistants are not paid a living wage and have trouble, making ends meet, that's bad for everybody. When the university depends on adjunct faculty who are not paid equally for the equal work that they do, and have no job security, that's bad for students. And so what we're seeing is everyone understanding that by standing together, we can really demand a better Rutgers.
So at this point, where do things stand on a possible strike? What kind of timeline could we be looking at here?
We have heard from our members that they've been patient long enough. And so members will be voting to authorize a strike. That doesn't mean we will go on strike. We don't want to go on strike. But by voting to authorize a strike, they'll be showing that they're willing to do so, that they won't stand for this lack of progress, this lack of commitment to working together, and that their patience is running out. So members have told us loud and clear. Thousands of them have pledged that they will vote to authorize a strike, and we'll be starting that vote. And members will be demonstrating that if needed, they will strike. They'd rather not, but these issues matter. The future of Rutgers matters. And if a strike is necessary, we're willing to act together.
It's got to be a consideration for you that this would be a pretty big move, basically shutting down classes at Rutgers campuses across the state.
Absolutely. When we talk to our students, they really understand. If they didn't understand before, once you engage them and they start to understand the ways that adjunct faculty are treated and the challenges we're all facing and that we're really fighting for the future of Rutgers, they understand. So if we do go on strike, instruction at Rutgers will be shut down, and that's not something that anyone takes lightly.
Professor Rebecca Given, who leads the full-time faculty union at Rutgers with our Steve Burns. A Rutgers spokesperson tells us that they have held more than 100 bargaining sessions, and they'll continue to meet in good faith until an agreement is reached.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.